Good defensive battle tonight. Everybody seemed a lot frustrated with the referee. I don't want you to. You don't have to comment on that, but. Being it physical, was it a game that you felt like maybe wasn't determined by the players on the field?
Well, I think any game that if the players are allowed to get with certain away with certain fouls and grabs and stuff like that, it really takes away from it, and it doesn't allow either team to get into a rhythm, which is what happens, but. There are games that are going to be like that, and I was really excited how we responded in the second half. I thought we had a very good second half. We made a tactical adjustment. We knew the referee was going to let things go, and you deal with it. It's part of the game. Obviously, there was a few calls out there that we thought could have gone our way, but it is what it is, and our players did not get frustrated. And once again, I'm very pleased with how our defense is playing.
How about the call down there when the goal was scored? What did the ref tell you happened there, and how did the players respond to that?
Well, that is actually very frustrating because he's let pretty much everything go all game long, and then something like that happens. But again, he was much closer than I was.
He called a foul.
He called a foul. When Boxy said that she just went over her, and you know she's taller, so she got at the end of the ball. But the referee saw something else. I'll have to go back on tape and see it. But you know, we'd rather have a referee be consistent one way or the other. If you're not going to call fouls, you can call fouls, and if you are, then you are. But you know, both teams, I think, dealt with it fine and didn't get too frustrated. And it's good that no one came out injured. That's the most important part of it.
Yeah, looking at the game last week and then the game this week, it seems like. Teams have decided that the best way to handle you guys is to defend a lot and then look for counters. Is that something that concerns you since you've gone two games now without scoring a goal?
Not so much, because when teams do that, they're counting on the counterattack, and as long as we keep putting points on the table, which we have been, it's good for us. They have to get wins. Chicago's in a position where they have to get 3 points. Atlanta was two. And if those teams decide to play defensively, then I think it actually hurts them more than us. But it's good for us right now going into getting closer to the playoffs, because now we have to try to find a way to figure this out and make sure that we can come out on top next time, because I'm sure teams are going to start doing this more often than not. But you know, we'll find a way, and goals come and go, and so right now we're a little cold on that. But what I've been saying all season long, our defense is outstanding, and they keep us in games, and I'm very proud of them. I went into the today locker room and didn't necessarily talk about getting the 3 points. I talked about getting a shutout, and we got a shutout, and that's the emphasis as that was put in last weekend's game. Going into the playoffs, we have to be defensively sound, because teams are gonna try to play counter, try to do certain things, maybe make it an ugly game, but as long as we don't concede, it gives us a chance.
Now, as a follow to what Jay was asking, what's the psychology when you know the teams are gonna, you know, just block it in?
Well, the most important thing is for our players not to get frustrated and know that teams are going to do that, and now we have to go out and practice and make sure that we move the ball around a little quicker, which we did in the second half. In the second half, we created some opportunities. In the first half, I thought we were a little bit slow at moving the ball around, and we let Chicago have too much possession, although with all the possession they had, the only shots they took were from 35 yards out, so it didn't necessarily hurt us all that much. But it goes back to going to practice and working on how we're going to break that down by stretching them out, playing wide, and finding ways in.
Will you change your strategy? Line up in some sort of way?
We may tinker around with it a little bit. I mean, today we went from a 4-4-2 to a 4-3-3, and it worked well for us in that second half. So we'll make adjustments like that. But it's just... It depends from game to game. I don't think all that many teams, I'm surprised they're playing so defensive, because teams need points right now. And I guess a point in the road is good, but not where they're standing.
Right.